Penguin Random House Audio presents Rigged: America, Russia, and 100 Years of Covert Electoral Interference by David Scheimer. Read for you by Kevin R. Free. To my teachers. Introduction. Democracy under siege. President Barack Obama faced a momentous choice. By the summer of 2016, he knew that Russia was interfering in America's upcoming election. He also knew that Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, was directing this operation. Obama now had to decide whether to retaliate against Putin before or after Election Day. That summer, Celeste Wallander, the top Russia expert inside the White House, submitted to her superiors a classified memorandum outlining ways to punish Putin immediately in order to deter further interference in the election. "We wanted to do light, deniable countermeasures early, in July," said Victoria Nuland, an assistant secretary of state who collaborated closely with Wallander. "All of my Soviet and Russia training told me we had to deter with a strong set of measures up front and have them calculate the costs of continuing to attack us, particularly with a player like Putin." Nuland, Wallander, and other officials proposed a range of options: sanctioning Russia, leaking damaging information about Putin, even suffocating Russia's economy. James R. Clapper, then the director of national intelligence, recalled considering all kinds of nasty things we could have done to the Russians, such as cutting them off from the international financial system.
But